Growing up, my younger brother Pietro loved all things Japanese.
After school, he read manga and watched anime. He was fascinated by Japanese culture and had always dreamed of visiting Japan. The summer after his junior year of high school, that dream came true. He boarded a plane and spent the next 3.5 weeks traveling throughout Japan and staying with 4 different host families.
For my third host family, we stayed in a city called Matsuyama. And Matsuyama is this rural coastal area. And so, you know, there are these giant mountain ranges in the background, but it all overlooks the ocean. So it was a really, really beautiful spot. And I stayed with the Takanas. And when we first pulled up to the house, you know, me and my friend who I was staying with, you know, really taken aback because it was this, you know, larger, like, modern house, very like minimalist on the outside. Had a really nice little garden out front. You know, the Takanas themselves, pretty funny. The father was, you know, short and bigger, and you know, the mother was taller than him. It was really funny dynamic.
In the Japanese culture, it is a custom to offer a meaningful gift to a guest staying in your home. Oftentimes, these gifts have a sentimental value to the owner, and by giving it to their guest, the host is demonstrating immense hospitality.
I had brought a gift for her, so I had this plate, you know, with these like flowers and you know, an intricate design, and so we gave them to her, and she goes upstairs, and we're like, you know, where's she going? And she comes down. And she pulled out this Kokeshi doll, and she explained through Google Translate, because she actually didn't speak English, this Kokeshi doll was actually given to her by her mother, who had originally got it from her grandmother. So it's this really old doll. She kept it on her bedside table, and she explained to us, "It's been a part of my family for so long, it's going to be a part of yours."
In Japan, Kokeshi dolls are viewed as tokens of friendship. By offering her Kokeshi doll to Pietro, Mrs. Takana was both welcoming him into her home and expressing her regard of Pietro as a friend. Originally from northern Japan, Kokeshi dolls have been crafted for over 150 years. With no arms or legs, the body of the doll is the shape of an elongated cylinder that imitates the trunk of a tree. Traditionally, the dolls are handmade out of wood and coated with a layer of wax to give the doll a slight shine. A red floral pattern decorates the trunk of Pietro's Kokeshi doll, and a delicate face is painted on the circular head that rests above the doll's body. 2 eyes, a set of eyebrows, and a half a circle for a nose compose the doll's facial features. There is no mouth. Straight, short black hair is held by a red headband. The music played throughout this podcast is from Pietro's favorite Japanese song, Sparkle by Rad Wimps.